Blog Talk Radio.
Hope you guys are doing well today. This is none other than G. Wright coming to you live from actually Japan. And I just wanted to say that I feel I'm blessed to actually be able to be here and to discuss with you what's on my heart and what's on my mind today. If you've been following along, you know that, that I'm in Japan. I'm on tour right now. And this has been a great experience, a great learning experience for me. And the number here is 646-595-4311. I'm actually doing this through Skype, so this is like my first time actually doing Skype and doing the actual radio show. But I hope you guys can hear me. The number here is 646-595-4311. It's about 10:32 a.m. Tuesday morning here. But I just wanted to do this show, this special show, in dedication to my cousin, Thelma Brady, who passed away with the Lord, to be with the Lord a week ago, a little bit over a week ago, about 8 days ago. And her funeral was planned. I'm here on tour. And I wasn't able to go, but you know, I've been just really, really thinking about life, really thinking about life I live, and if my life is making a difference, because my cousin, I love my cousin so much, and I miss her, and you know, and she's on the other side, I believe, she's on the other side. So with her being on the other side, having to think about life and having to think about how much I miss her, I just wanted to encourage you guys today to not take life for granted. Don't take life for granted. Don't take the things that you have for granted. Don't take love for granted, because love indeed is a miracle. So I'm going to play some songs that are on my heart for me to play today. And that's what exactly what I'm going to do. But first of all, I just like to say it's good to be back on there, and soon, you guys, I should be in a role of things where I can actually do my radio show out here on a weekly basis as usual. But we're going to get things started right now with a song entitled Jubilation. This is from the Harlem Messengers from their CD.
out of the grace of your untended vine. For it is Jubilee. Come on, y'all, let's celebrate. That means the captives have been released. Come on, everybody, we have victory for the rest of our lives. We will live in victory, for this is the year of Jubilee.
Hello, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was none other than Jason from the Harlem Messengers. And I'm sure we're with the Harlem Messengers right now. But I just want to give you guys a shout out about today's special program. Today's program is dedicated to my cousin, Thelma Brady. We have a nickname for her. And I'm not going to say it on here. I'll just say Thelma for you guys who are listening. And she went to be with the Lord about a week ago. I'm dedicating this special show in memory. I wasn't able to be there at the funeral. She was a first cousin of mine, and I love her so much. I miss her. But I'm encouraged today because of the fact that I know that she's on the other side. I know that she's in a much better place where there's no pain, where there's no hurt, where there's no harm, where there's no danger. She's in a better place. So I'm dedicating this special show in her memory. Her funeral was today, your time. But what I'm going to do right now is just read a scripture. And I'm reading the book of Psalms, chapter 1, Psalm 1. It says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. This is a true statement, y'all. This is true. This is the word of God. And I'm glad that my cousin is in a much better place. I'm glad that she's found the peace that she needed. And my prayer to you today is that no matter wherever you are, no matter what you're going through, that you keep the words that I'm going to speak to you today in your heart, on your heart. Carry them around everywhere you go. This next song I'm going to play is a song that I actually wrote, is dedicated to her. Yes, it's copyrighted and is with ASCAP and everything. So, you know, I've taken care of things on my end. But I hope you guys love this song. I'm going to play it 2 times during this show. This is entitled You're a Winner, and this is in dedication to my cousin, Thelma Brady.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Hope you guys like that. This is you listen to the Hard Love Radio Show, and this is G Wright. That song is dedicated to my cousin Thelma Brady. You know, she's with the Lord right now, and I just wanted to, in between these song breaks, some of these songs, I'm going to actually say a few words today, because I think that sometimes we take life for granted. I think that sometimes that we forget that we're not promised each second that goes by, we're not promised. And I just want to encourage you today to grab hold of love. Grab hold of love. And realize that you're called for a purpose. No matter what you're going through, there's a reason why you were created. There's a reason why you're going through what you're going through. So this next song touches your heart. It's called Called for a Purpose. This is by another cousin. Her name is Eureka A. Wright, the songbird of gospel music. The number here is 646-595-4311.
Oh,
Hope you guys like that. That was Cousin Eureka. That was called for Apis. You know, I just want to just encourage you guys today to remember that you're called for a purpose, that life's so short. You know, we're not promised tomorrow. So make the most of each second that you have. You know, and before I read this, what I'm going to read next, I just want to send a shout out to one of my friends who's out listening, Javarian Nix. I appreciate you. Thank you for tuning into the Heart of Love Radio Show and for your support, for your prayers for my family and I, for my family and me during this time of bereavement. You know, one of the things that when you're away from family during a time like that, during a time like this, it can be really a hard thing. But I know that my cousin Thelma is in a better place, in a place where there's no pain, in a place where there's no hurt. This is what I'm going to do right now. I'm just going to read Psalm 23. It goes like this. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. Cup overflows. True goodness and love will follow me all days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Tuning in this Friday, Heart of Love Radio. And this is a special edition. This is my first actually show here live in Japan. So it's actually about 10:56 Tuesday morning. But I just want to send a shout out to you guys and send a family who's in bereavement right now. So this is a special type of show if you're tuning in. Feel free if you'd like to say what's up or say something. The number is 646-595-3311. I'm going to go with this song that I hope touches you and touches your heart. It's called I Believe Wing McCoy. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate your patience. This is my first time actually coming to you live from Japan. This is G. Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. That song that was playing, if you just came on, was I Believe by Darlene McCoy. Again, this program is dedicated to my cousin, Thelma Brady, who went to be with the Lord last Sunday. And no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing or what you're facing in your life, you might be broken. And sometimes you can pray that God will bless you and heal you in this side. But what God showed me this week is that he did heal my cousin. He healed her of all of her pain, all of her hurt, but on the other side. So she left this part and went on to be with the Lord. So you might be going through something, and you might have people in your family who might be ill or might have been accidents and life-threatening accidents, and we pray, Lord, please heal them. Please heal them. But we're praying, Lord, please heal them and let them stay here with us. But sometimes the Lord takes them, and that's what happened with my cousin. This next song is a special song that I really love. It really ministered to me, period, but this week especially. This song is Broken, But I'm Healed by Byron Cage.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, body and I'm just so after it. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah. And he can mend a broken
heart. He can mend your broken
heart.
He has the miracle
to
fit your need.
Won't you trust?
Won't you trust him?
Oh, then you will receive. About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, go tell the world, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
mended my broken
heart. He has mended my broken heart.
Give me a miracle.
Gave me a miracle.
Just to fit
my need.
Can I get a witness in here? That's it. Lift your hands and pray. Right where you are. Come on and tell them.
the heart of love radio show. The heart of love radio show.
You guys are listening to the Heart Love Radio Show. This is G. Wright, your host, coming to you live from Japan. Right now, I have a caller on line. Hello, caller. You are live on the Heart Love Radio Show.
How are you doing? My name is Javarian Nix. I'm really enjoying the show. That last song just kind of met me where I'm at, broken but healed.
Amen, amen. You know, I'm glad you guys can hear me because it's my first time actually doing the show here in Japan and being successful with it. I have to say this. You know, sometimes we want God to heal us on this side, but sometimes He has to take you onto the other side, and sometimes, you know, we don't know why. We don't know the whys.
True.
But, you know, so it's God is just amazing.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I found that because I'm only 22 years old. But even at 22 years old, I find out when I'm broken, when He does stand me back up again, I can appreciate it a little bit more, you know, going through the process, going through the pain. You learn something from it. So, yeah, so that totally blessed me.
Well, I'm glad because because there's so much that's going on in our lives, and we just have to keep our focus on God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But let me ask you a question: What are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for in your life today?
Today I am, and this sounds so cliche, but I am just grateful for my life. I'm in the midst of going through stuff myself, all types of issues, and I could sit and complain and talk about them. But just the fact that I do have life, you know, it's just, and if you just, like the Bible said, creation waits with great expectation for the sons and daughters of God to be manifested. And so just knowing that since I have this life, I still have a great purpose, you know, left in me, and all creation is waiting on me to just be manifested. And so that just encourages me just that I have life.
Amen. You know, that's exactly what it's about. You know, be encouraged.
Yes,
you know.
Well, thank you. I like it.
Oh, you're welcome, man. You know, I just want to encourage you and your family. I hope everything's going well, that you're having a good new year so far. And like I said, right now it's about 11:13 in the morning, Tuesday here in Japan. But I want to just encourage you to never forget that God loves you, and it's because of His amazing grace. You know, grace that we don't necessarily deserve, but His grace is amazing. His grace is amazing. So, you know, feel free if you want to stay on the line. I'll put you on mute, and if you have anything else to say, now I'll bring you back on after this song, all right?
All right.
Okay, what I'm going to play for you guys right now is Amazing Grace by B.B. Winans. Grace. Hope you guys like that. That was Amazing Grace by B.B. Winans. One of the things I just wanted to tell you guys, if you're listening in right now, this special show is dedicated to my cousin, Thelma Brady, who passed away last Sunday. And I'm touched today because I feel that, and I know that she's in a better place. Sometimes we pray for different things and to happen, and sometimes it doesn't happen the way we expect them to happen. But I want to encourage you that while you are living and while I'm still alive, that we will embrace what God has called us to do, that we will become the people He's called us to become. You know, this is an opportunity today to make a change. So I hope that you are willing to make a change in your life and to do the things you need to do. I'm going to play for you right now. This is a song that I've done with Avery Sunshine originally, but my cousin Eureka Wright, she's re-recorded this, and it's on her project called For a Purpose. This is entitled Love is a Miracle.
Love we share between us.
can say love is a miracle, love is a dream come true.
Guys enjoyed that. That was Love is a Miracle, a remake from my original one, and this is on my, that was on my cousin's project entitled Call for a Purpose, Eureka A. Wright. Again, this show is dedicated to my cousin Thelma Brady, who passed away, and before I go to the song I wrote for her, I'm going to read to you Psalm 91, verses 1 through 7. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear for the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Thelma, you are in a better place. And I believe that you're a winner because you fought the fight. You fought the good fight. You fought it hard, you fought it long. And God just said, at this time, come to my rest. It's like you told me that day. You said, Greg, don't worry about me. I'm okay. I'm just fine. I believe that. And with this song I leave you guys with is a song that I wrote for her because she's a winner. She's a winner. The show will be coming to you pretty soon. I'm not sure when, but stay tuned. My website is gwrightonline.com. You can hit me up on Facebook. Just look for gwright. Twitter, gwrightlove, and on Skype, gwrightlove. God bless you. This song is dedicated to my cousin, Thelma Brady.
You're a winner. love you. You're in a better place now. Love you. We'll miss you. We'll see you on the other side.